We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Girl, you just welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. What you do to me. We're still at halftime, folks. You're not missing anything. Of course, watching tonight's game, you're not missing much anyway. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You know, there is no secret that there's bias to the way the media covers different stories, in particular stories involving conservatives or Republicans. The latest example has involved Google and Twitter. Since 2016, in particular, Google's charitable branch, Google.org, has donated $250,000 to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, for those of you who don't know, and knowing my listeners, you do, one of the most prominent anti-conservative groups in the country, and a liberal bastion of hate against Christians, conservatives, anyone who dares to question the social justice rhetoric that's out there. In a recent Rolling Stone interview, Twitter's liberal CEO admitted his platform, quote, amplifies the counter-narrative whenever Donald Trump tweets. So you can see that it's out there. You can see what they're doing. Fortunately, there are groups out there that monitor the media, one of which is the Media Research Center. And with us now is Dan Gaynor. He is Vice President of Business, Culture, and Tech Watch for the Media Research Center. Dan, thank you for joining us. You're not missing the Super Bowl. I got you right here at a perfect time. So appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you. The timing is perfect, but you're right. I could have seen the first half. As long as I got to see the Game of Thrones commercial and the NFL commercial, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm DVRing it just so I could go back and watch the commercials, trust me.
the NFL commercial and Game of Thrones basically are the two highlights. Other than that, wow.
Yeah.
I at least nobody seems to be protesting, and I guess that's a plus for the NFL.
That is true. And you know, I'm sure their ratings will be good, but I just wish we'd had. I mean, I'm biased. I would have loved to seen the Chiefs in there. I think it's time. You know, Tom Brady's great, Belichick, whatever. Move on. I'm ready for something new. But, you know, we're on a tangent.
Yeah. Obviously everybody has football bias. So, I mean, I'm actually going to segue through that. For everybody listening right now, if you like a sports team, I want you to imagine monitoring NFL or Major League Baseball or, God help you, soccer, whatever floats your boat. You know, monitoring content about that, and you're told you have to restrict offensive content. Well, do you think you're going to be neutral? Do you think you're going to be able to look at – look, when I used to go to NFL games, I was a big Ravens fan, a huge Ravens fan. Season tickets, went, saw, play the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl the first time, et cetera. So if you're asking me to monitor content about the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm going to be a little biased.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in every decision I make. Well, instead of football fans, because let's face it, a lot of the tech guys in Silicon Valley – you know, that it's not the land of the most masculine. So they're not football fans. But they have a team. And instead of the big L on their foreheads, it's the big L on the back of their jerseys. And they're liberal. Silicon Valley's liberal. Mark Zuckerberg admits it. And just go down the line. All these CEOs, when they talk about it, Jack Dorsey talks about it. Yeah, we're liberal. We hire from liberal Silicon Valley. We hire liberal people. And here's an extra special thing. We hire people who aren't even American. So not only are they liberal because they're internationalists, but they may not even like America. So a lot of times they get pushed back for their companies not even to do business with the American Defense Department. So you take that And then they're the ones deciding global speech. And there's basically supposed to be three options on what the regimens are for global speech. You got the Chinese option, which is total state control, and they'll control everything you do. If you don't say the right thing, everything bad happens to you. You can't even go to the right stores, or they have this social rating that's insane. Then you have the European model, and it's basically the soft version, the Chinese version. You know, they will restrict what you can say. They say it's for your own good. It's not, you still have free speech, just don't say the wrong thing. And they come down on you, and it's like socialism. It's gradually heading that route. You just know it's not there yet. And then there's supposed to be the American version. Only all of these tech companies have completely thrown that one out the window. The American version is supposed to be based on the First Amendment. And they don't like the First Amendment because then you can't restrict speech. So online now, yes, they're private companies, they can do what they want, but online we don't have the same freedom that's in the Constitution. Online we have turned over our freedom of religion, our freedom of assembly, our freedom of speech, and our freedom of press to a handful of companies that don't believe in any of them unless it comes down to their speech, their freedom of press.
Well, and we have seen that repeatedly.
Here's the best.
We've seen that repeatedly here in Kansas. I know there were multiple stories here in the last few years where state legislators on Twitter, have said something that one state legislator or another state or an outside interest group finds, quote unquote, offensive. And then immediately that person is then branded as insert ist here, racist, bigotist, you know, whatever it is. And that immediately the different groups, Moms Demand Action, some of these other, you know, left-wing organizations will come out against them because you've done something that is quote-unquote offensive. But the question is, who defines what is offensive? How is that defined? Is it Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter? Because Twitter is, I'm sorry, I've gotten to a point with Twitter, my block list is larger than my followers because there's so many trolls on there.
Well, it's a lot of the troll accounts, of course, are notoriously phony. And yes, I, like you, I just, sometimes I'll play, if it looks like other people interacting with a troll, or I'll make a point and then I'll block them because there's no point. I try to deal professionally with people who have actual follower lists and look like they're real humans. But it comes down to Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google and Apple and Amazon. These companies, we have given them the power to create these massive monopolies, and they've abused it. They've listened to the left. They say, hate speech is bad. Well, what's hate speech? I can't remember how many thousand words the Facebook rules are on hate speech, but even the New York Times describes them as being complex and Byzantine, and basically you could come up with Kafka-esque. You could really run around forever and not be sure whether you're violating the rules or not, and it depends on who enforces them. So what happens is conservatives get enforcement, and liberals don't. You can look at Louis Farrakhan and see how, he lost his blue check mark by comparing Jewish people to termites. And some conservative barely says anything, and they get shut down on Twitter. But Louis Farrakhan lost his blue check mark. That's all. He's got a Facebook account that's got more than like 1.1 or 1.2 million followers on it. And no one seems to care. Now, in my world, I wouldn't shut down Louis Farrakhan. I love to see what sort of monstrous garbage this guy who's beloved by liberal Democrats and the media says. Love it, because then he outs them. But at the same time, I wouldn't shut down other people either because of free speech. My tolerance for what I would allow people to say, as long as there's no imminent threat, is pretty high. And that's what the Free Speech Alliance, the Media Research Center, heads up an organization, a coalition of more than 40 organizations supporting a variety of methods of ways of getting back our free speech online. And ultimately, we want them to embrace the First Amendment. We spent close to 250 years in this country, coming up, knowing what we're allowed to say in public, knowing what we can say and get away with it. And it's been litigated, it's been court ruled. There are tons of things. Everybody understands it. And they go online, and it's all out the window. We're trying to restore some sanity to the system, and we're trying to get the first world, the best part of the world as far as free speech, to influence the rest of the world, not the vice versa.
Yeah, you know, it's sad, but there is fairly obvious double standard. And you see it not only in the coverage, but in some of the search profiles and things. I mean, I've done some advertising on Facebook, and I've seen, I worked on the Kobach campaign, and I saw some of the online advertising, the digital advertising that we did, and some of the metrics as we purchased some of that advertising. And it is, I don't think people are aware how some of these companies, in particular Google, really does sway you on how you view the internet when you search. It's not just a clean search. They look at how you're profiled, and then they cater your views to, or your search patterns and your search results to your history. But what's to say they're not influencing that search metric with their own political bias?
Well, and Dr. Epstein, who's done analysis of all this, says they are, and says he's been doing it for some time, and that he thinks that in 2016 it turned a couple million votes for Hillary. What we do know is this. The rules were very footloose and fancy-free in 2012, and Barack Obama won in 2012 with a real active online campaign. In 2016, the right really pushed hard online. Donald Trump had enormous Twitter presence and a very strong Facebook presence, and conservative movement was strong on Facebook as well. And Trump won, contrary to all the predictions. Sounds just like Brexit.
Yeah.
And after Donald Trump won, the media went nuts. And they came up with all these Russian conspiracy theories and all sorts of things, and they've done them and pushed hard on these tech companies, trying to get them to limit free speech on the platforms and shut down conservative organizations. And that's exactly what they're doing. Pro-abortion content is rife on the platforms. Pro-life content gets shut down. Even members of Congress can get shut down. Ads can get shut down. Gun ads can get shut down. I mean, you just go down the line of things conservatives believe, and these companies are against it.
Oh, it's obvious.
It's not accidental.
It's obvious. Last session in the legislature, I passed a bill. I was able to get a bill passed where I sponsored the Eddie Eagle, which is basically a gun safe program for kids. It's innocuous. It's literally, if you see a gun, don't touch it, run away, tell an adult. That's it. It's very simple. It's used all across the country. But because the Eddie Eagle program is affiliated, sponsored by, the materials are free, but they're given to schools by the NRA, when I posted on my official Facebook page a thank you to the NRA for their assistance in passing this legislation, that post was actually removed from Facebook because I had tagged the NRA in the post. And it's,
that doesn't
stuff.
Surprise me. And here's, from our perspective, here's the real problem. There are 2.7 billion people interacting on Facebook and its various apps. Every single one of them has a different experience. So how, you know, where conservatives have been tracking media bias, and we certainly have been for more than three decades, everybody can watch the same program and say, oh, this is biased. So what we have to do, we focus on things like, oh, Google, you partner with Southern Poverty Law Center or Microsoft or whoever does. And, you know, if you say Google, and a Google employee can volunteer at SPLC and Google pays for it. That seems to be just a tad biased, doesn't it? But nobody, so monitoring these organizations, you can monitor their macro decisions, who they hire, what they do, who they partner with, where their money goes, major decisions like that. And you can look at specific content. But every one of us is beneficiaries or victims of algorithms, computer-designed programs that were initially designed by humans. And so, yes, oh, does computer learning, it learns how you do this, but it does that. We had no idea. No one's going to see the Facebook algorithm. No one's going to see the Google algorithm. They change them all the time. So how do we monitor that? How do we keep track of these companies that could easily not just sway an election in the United States, but sway an election in every single country in the world?
Well, I know I've held you longer than I said I would, and I've kept you through one break in the big game, Dan. But real quick, if people are interested, where can they go for information if they want to? You know, I know you guys do some petitioning, things like that. If they want information, where's the source? What's the Media Research Center?
The place to go is newsbusters.org, and we have a tab on there called Tech Watch. And I also write a weekly column for FoxNews.com that comes out on the weekend and came out today, talking all about other things than tech, talking about, hypothetically, that Governor Northam.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, especially with the game. By the way, just in case, we're a minute into the third quarter and it's still 3-0. So, Dan, thank you much for joining us. Keep keeping them honest, if you would. We appreciate it out here in the flyover country.
Thanks very much, man. To me, it's not flyover country. To me, it's real America.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. You're listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.